Good evening, my name is Eliseo and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we would like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
With which political party are you registered?
Republican.
As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August 20th.
Republican.
As you may know, every few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
Very likely to vote.
What is your main racial background?
I prefer not to say.
Okay. What is your age?
I don't want to say.
Generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
I'm sorry, what was that, ma'am?
The wrong track.
From the following list, which issues should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? Traffic and congestion, hurricane and flooding preparation, illegal immigration, housing and property insurance costs, K-12 education, overdevelopment, abortion, crime and public safety, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries.
Insurance.
You will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Ron DeSantis, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
Very favorable.
Joe Biden, very favorable.
Very unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Would that be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Good, very.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Very favorable.
The remainder of this survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve K-12 education? Ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, increasing teacher pay, strengthening school safety and security measures, increasing school choice options, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, improving the academic rating of schools, reducing class sizes.
School choice.
I'm sorry, what was that?
School choice.
Okay. You will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Private schools, would that be very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, no opinion or never heard of?
Very favorable.
Your county school board?
I don't know.
You say no opinion?
No opinion.
Moms for Liberty?
Unfamiliar.
Teachers unions?
Very unfavorable.
Charter schools?
Favorable.
Would you say somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Traditional public schools?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Teachers?
No opinion. Individuals. Depends.
Your local PTA or PTO?
Unfamiliar.
Would you say no opinion or never heard of?
No opinion. No opinion. No opinion.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing?
I think generally approve.
Would you say strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, somewhat, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve, somewhat approve.
Okay. And how would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent? Good, not so good, poor.
Good.
Which of the following best describes you? Local education, Local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all. Although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community.
The last one.
Okay. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serves their needs, regardless of their zip code or income. We need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools.
Number one, the first option.
As you may know, the elections for school board are non-partisan, meaning the party affiliations of the candidates do not appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom and will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities. The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values.
Number two.
Okay. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education. Many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them.
Number one.
You will now be given a series of issues, positions that a candidate might hold. Would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for school board? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. A candidate who supports increasing educational opinions for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
I would agree with that.
We say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
Much more likely.
A candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries.
I would be neutral on that.
Okay. So would you say no difference?
No difference.
A candidate who supports making classrooms, cell phone, and social media free zones during school hours.
Very strongly agree.
Okay. A candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics of learning reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Arithmetic. Yeah, strongly agree.
All right. A candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security.
I would disagree.
Would you say much less likely, somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. A candidate who supports putting ununiformed police officers in every school in Florida.
I would strongly agree.
Okay. A candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve two terms for 8 years.
8 years each or 8 years total?
Meaning that school board members could only serve two terms or 8 years.
Strongly agree.
A candidate who supports the parental rights and education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
Strongly agree.
A candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation.
Strongly agree.
A candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom.
Strongly agree.
A candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy.
Strongly agree. Get rid of that.
You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish, for classification purposes only. How long have you lived in Florida?
Oh, I would say, like 30 years.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would you say very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Master's degree.
Do you have any children or grandchildren aged 18 or under who currently attend school?
Yes.
Would you say yes, children or grandchildren in a traditional public school, or yes, children or grandchildren in a public charter or magnet school, or yes, children and grandchildren in a private religious or parochial school?
Both. I have public and private.
Okay. Generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox?
Every day.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
All right. Okay, you're welcome. All right, thanks. Okay.